Municipal Building Grounds meeting to order at 5:30. I have a motion to approve the agenda.
So made.
Motion by Gary, I will second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed, abstentions, carried 2-0. Work session, bus route number 2 contract. Mr. White?
Okay, yeah, with 2 years remaining on their contract, Two Star Busing is requesting to be let out of that contract. This route number 2. If they are allowed out of the contract, then we immediately put that up for bid, but that would be approved then at another subsequent board meeting.
Other than our local contractors, we use Lemurs, yes?
Correct. Lemurs has one route, plus they do all of our extracurricular. They're the only contractor, other than our independent contractors, and the only contracting company that we use.
Has any of the independent contractors expressed any interest?
Not yet.
Okay. Do we need a motion on that too?
And they said that they were going to.
No.
Honor the contract for the.
They would not.
Do we need a motion to accept their resignation?
School year, correct. Yes.
From the regular board.
Okay.
I guess I'd like to say we make a recommendation to let them out of their contract and allow them.
That you can do.
I'll go along with that. So, motion by Gary, second by me, to let them out of their contract. Summer hires, Mr. White?
After interviewing 3 candidates, I'm recommending Mitchell Zorn to be approved for the 3-month summer lawn maintenance position. This is a 20-hour per week at a rate of $10 per hour. He would work June, July, and August, basically cutting grass and some other like maintenance kind of duties. And then I'm also asking for 2 additional helpers again for the, because of the amount of contracted flooring that we have going on. Needing some help for furniture moving and cleaning and anything as we did last year.
Did you get all that ceramic put in?
We're not putting any ceramic in this year. Make that clear. I would like to hire Cougar Wagner and Liam Roman, students, juniors at the Kermit's High School here, for not more than 8 weeks, 20 hours a week at $10 an hour.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve Mitchell Zorn, Cougar Wagner, or to move Mitchell Zorn, Cougar Wagner, and Leon Roman to the full board for a recommendation of to hire.
Yeah, I'll second that.
All right.
Do you have this Monday budget already?
Well, it would be part of the flooring project. But there's usually money left at the end of the year for, things that didn't get covered or, didn't need paid. So people being able to advocate, things of that nature, there's usually money left at the end of the year for in the budget for salaries like this.
All right, high school roofing project bids.
You should have received a condensed bid tabulation sheet in your board packet. Looks like this. These are all of the bids that were received. As you can see on the sheet, there are 4 bids for EPDM, which is what's the material that was spec, and 2 alternates for TPO roofing and 1 alternate for PVC. It's broken out into 2 separate bids, basically. Option 1 is to replace the roofing and the insulation, adding another 2 inches, which would be roughly a 33.5 R value average. And then option 2, replace the roofing, maintaining the existing insulation thickness, which I believe was a request by the Building and Grounds Committee to have that included for adding no extra insulation. Would be the second option. And Bruce is here to answer questions. And
I guess why would that be the second option? Because in my mind, that should be the first thing in the options. We should be adding it, but that's my.
There's opinion. No priority on the options. It's you could do one as option 1 and the other one as option 2.
So my first question is: were these these TPO and the PVC, were those requested at alternates or those offered by
those
the
voluntary?
Voluntary.
Yep.
So one of the things that I asked Tom to ask you was your opinion of PVC in this climate.
I think it works as well as TPO or EPDM. They will all have the same 25-year warranty. PVC has been making its way north from the southern states for quite a while.
You haven't had any concerns about it cracking or breaking in the
nope.
colder weather? Because
nope.
that was an issue when PVC first came out.
Correct. And that they've corrected the formula so that it works in cold weather climates. But I haven't done a PVC roof recently. In fact, the last one that I did was at Universal Studios in Orlando when I worked for L.B. Beckett. It's almost 30 years now.
L.B. Beckett put PVC on the stadium in Green Bay, too.
So I have done a couple of TPO roofs recently with good success, and basically except for a slight formulation difference in the chemical makeup, PVC and TPO are virtually identical. And so I've checked the references that were provided, and on the six that I contacted, five replied back. They've had no issues with their PVC roofs. If they've had anything, Nazi Roofing has been right there. Service is a huge deal as far as roofing goes, so that's a big plus as far as I'm concerned.
I think you're limiting yourself to who's going to work on your roof then, though. I mean, I don't know if anybody else would come in and work on a PVC roof.
Correct, and that's part of the warranty, is they would be the one servicing any warranty work for the life of the roof. Would be Nazi Roofing as part of the warranty agreement, and that would be, you know, the same with any other type of membrane roof that you select. Whoever does the installation per the warranty is the company that has to service it, or you have to go back to the manufacturer to get an authorization for somebody else to do the servicing in order to keep the warranty in place.
During the term of the warranty.
During the term of the warranty, correct.
So my limited knowledge on PVC, TPO, PDM, there's a few things, I guess, that I've learned over the years, but one was the original PVC formula in colder climates cracked. And walking on the roof in colder climates was typically, you couldn't even do it. So if there was any maintenance or anything to do, you couldn't get out on that roof.
And that is still, that part of it, walking on the roof in cold weather, and it'll be the same for whether it's EPDM, TPO, or
EPDM has a lot of elongation into it, so you don't end up with that same situation where you're going to actually break a membrane just by walking.
No, but in the wintertime, all three of those roofs are going to be very slippery.
PVC, if the slipperiest of all, is kind of been my experience, but they kind of have that sheen to it compared to the rubber, a little bit of grip, and TPO is about the same as PVC.
Yeah.
The other part of PVC, and I don't know if the new formulas, first off, PVC, and when I was looking at working with PVC, was about a third more typically than any other roof out there. 10, 15 years ago, that was the most expensive roof you could put on. And there was a climate range where it cut off, and that climate range was somewhere near the Wisconsin border. Anything north of that, it wasn't fully recommended just because of the cracking issues. The welded seams for PVC are a better seaming system than any of the other systems, I guess, based on what I'm being told. On the same token, PVC has less elasticity to it, so when you do get the thermal movement from the heat and the cold like we do in our region, EPDM has the most allowance for thermal movement, where PVC really doesn't have much at all. But on the same token, installed correctly, it doesn't really move that much. It's kind of inert. So I'm just trying to get your, I have an opinion, I obviously have a little bit of history, but you being our resource, what is your thoughts on it?
And basically the benefit with TPO and PVC are you've got a lighter colored membrane. In this case, the PVC would be a white, so you have much less thermal movement compared to an EPDM, which is black, from the temperature range of 40 below to 130 or so on the roof. The white PC or the white TPO are going to have much less elongation and shrinkage just because they're white, and it's not going to absorb as much heat as the black.
And if I remember my LEED certification correctly, the white PVC also has that reflectance that offers itself in the summer to reflecting heat instead of gaining heat. And then if you have any type of cooling in the summer, it's
correct,
actually better for it. On the same token, it doesn't grab heat like the lack of cooling and anything in the winter.
Right, And unfortunately, we're far enough north that the white membrane really doesn't have much of any impact on heating and cooling loads.
Too much of an angle of the sun.
Right, yeah, we just don't have enough heating degree days where the white membrane would help to offset the cooling requirements. And so for majority of the winter, the roof's covered with snow, so the membrane, whether it's white or tan or whatever color, isn't really going to help anything. It's really the insulation on the roof that makes the difference in this part of the country.
So Gary, you got the way you want to go?
Well, I mean, just reviewing when I looked at the numbers, I didn't fully understand without maybe asking these questions what happened to PVC compared to what I used to know
sure.
about it. Because what I used to know about it was it wasn't made for this area. It was extremely expensive and it had quite a few issues from a standpoint of movement that it used to not be able to tolerate. So reading through NAZI's proposal, they were talking about they come in with a single sheet system, which eliminates the seaming that they do on site because the seams are done in the factory. So they come in, they measure a roof, and then they get a fabric or a PVC sheet that covers most of that. They take into account the curbs and stuff, and then they try to lay that as full as possible. Is that your understanding as well?
Okay, and that
basically the sheets are going to be 10 by 100, but what we did do is we measured all the curbs and the stacks, and we're going to pre-order those, and the flashings are pre-ordered, so we don't have the extra labor that goes into making all of those. So those get pre-ordered.
Okay, so it's not the what I remember reading in your literature was that you could get these sheets sized for a roof and then incorporates everything into it. Did I just read that?
No, that is correct. That is there's two different systems that you can use. You can use a roll good system in conjunction with the prefabricated accessories, or you can order sheets up to 50 by 30, I think it'd be about 1,500 square feet for a 50 mil product, which is what we use here.
Is this 50 or 60?
I'm sorry, 60.
Yes.
So basically, the size of the roof is so big, it's
more cost effective.
Cost effective,
to do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the warranty doesn't change, so it's
correct.
Not an issue.
Right.
You know, I guess this is my thought, Mike. I have a hard time with adding the insulation, and I don't see that there's a favorable return on investment for that, unless you can show me literature that would say that we're going to save that much money in our heating, cooling, whatever we're doing here to make that worthwhile, because adding that extra insulation just to get to this R value, which I'm not even sure is the right value we should be looking at for heat loss, raises all the curves, it raises the exterior of the building, it's going to raise the roof drains if we have roof drains, it's going to raise the scupper locations if we have scuppers. I mean, that adds a whole lot to it, and the building was designed at one point in time to have an insulation factor that was normal.
What's the R value we're adding if we were to do that?
414 roughly.
So we're getting right. Others.
Yeah, from with the 6 inches of insulation, we're getting approximately an R of 31.35.
And right now it's what?
31.3.
It's,
well, right now it's supposed to be that, but it's deteriorated.
Right, it's supposed to be that. Unfortunately, I believe the insulation that's there is expanded polystyrene. It's not an extruded, which has less R value than what was spec'd. Plus, the insulation was done in one single piece.
So you don't have that overlapping
seam. So we don't have the overlap.
Which is why you see those seams
right.
When you look at the top
yep.
of the roof.
So so adding the 2 inches of insulation, it basically adds about an R of 11.
So you say do the roof without the insulation, the PVC without the insulation?
My opinion is if we do the roof back to its original state, it's gonna inherently get our value because you're not gonna put single ply insulation on, you're gonna layer it.
Correct.
So that's gonna get rid of the seam issue and that inherent, I wanna say leaking of one way or another, whatever way it's going, it's either coming down through the seam or it's coming up through the seam.
Correct.
But, and my opinion is that with that, and with saving the money, I guess, in my mind, to leave everything pretty much in place, we don't have to raise curbs, we don't have to get equipment lifted, you know, I don't even know if that would come into play. You must have, what is your standard? What, you need 18 inches?
18 inches is what.
So, I mean, if we start looking at all the things that have to do to get that 18 inches of height, I don't know if we gain $61,000 worth of payback in...
Well, according to the focus on energy, it was 104 years.
4 year payback,
right? Yeah, so...
I'm with you, Gary. I'm just looking for your recommendations.
So my recommendation would be to replace it, and then if I look at the pricing, if we looked at using the PVC roof, which, again, I'm feeling a little more comfortable with, for $676,000... right now, compared to the somewhere around $1 million,
mm-hmm.
For the rest of that, it's almost like we could do what Mr. White is looking for and try to get it done in one season, even though I kind of don't.
You and
like
I are on
that.
The same page with that, too. I get it.
Just because I'd like to see it start staggering itself out. But on the same token, from a scale of economy per se, if we did that, the price is going to do nothing but go up. Realistically, as time goes on. So
the recommendation would be?
My recommendation would be, at this point in time, to go with the PVC roof and do the full roof for the $676,000 and replace the roofing insulation, maintaining the existing thickness so we don't have to worry about other factors that may not even be accounted for in this pricing, because if we, like I say, if we got to start moving equipment and things like that, that's going to be an added cost that you guys aren't going to do. So
there's an additional savings if we also store the rock, the stockpile of ballast here on site. So is that,
well, I think we can abandon it on site. Sure. It would be my guess. It's just washed stone.
We'll use it somewhere, yeah. Or sell it.
We'll find a way.
Do we have other ballast roofs that are? Have lost their ballast because of that. I mean, it doesn't fly away, but it doesn't move itself around on the.
We don't have any.
That's fine. I like your recommendation. You're saying that there's ballast up here now. Yep. We're just going to stockpile it on here.
We'll
make a trail.
Something. Yeah, we'll find use for it.
We're good. Okay, so I'll second Gary's recommendation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 2-0. A motion to adjourn.
So
motion by Gary, I will second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Carried 2-0. We are adjourned at 6:49.